Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to have you here today on the 18th of March. And please know I'm praying for you. And if you do need prayer, certainly you can email me at mary@marydemuth.com, and I will pray for you. Okay, today we're in Leviticus chapter 19, verses 19 through 37 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. You shall keep my statutes. You shall not crossbreed different kinds of animals. You shall not sow your field with two kinds of seed. Don't wear a garment made of two kinds of material. If a man lies carnally with a woman who is a slave girl, pledged to be married to another man and not ransomed or given her freedom, they shall be punished. They shall not be put to death because she was not free. He shall bring his trespass offering to Yahweh to the door of the tent of meeting, even a ram for a trespass offering. The priest shall make atonement for him with a ram of the trespass offering before Yahweh for his sin, which he has committed, and the sin which he has committed shall be forgiven him. When you come into the land and have planted all kinds of trees for food, then you shall count their fruit as forbidden. For 3 years it shall be forbidden to you. It shall not be eaten. But in the fourth year, all its fruit shall be holy, giving praise to Yahweh. In the fifth year, you shall eat its fruit, that it may yield its increase to you. I am Yahweh your God. You shall not eat any meat with the blood still in it. You shall not use enchantments nor practice sorcery. You shall not cut the hair of the sides of your head or clip off the edge of your beard. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am Yahweh. Don't profane your daughter to make her a prostitute, lest the land fall to prostitution and the land become full of wickedness. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am Yahweh. Don't turn to those who are mediums, nor to the wizards. Don't seek them out to be defiled by them. I am Yahweh, your God. You shall rise up before the gray head and honor the face of the elderly, and you shall fear your God. I am Yahweh. If a stranger lives as a foreigner with you in your land, you shall not do him wrong. The stranger who lives as a foreigner with you shall be to you as the native born among you, and you shall love him as yourself. For you lived as foreigners in the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your God. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in measure of length or of weight or of quantity. You shall have just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin. I am Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You shall observe all my statutes and all of my ordinances and do them. I am Yahweh. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, I thank you for making everything so very, very clear and for helping helping us know the difference between right and wrong, but also what is mercy, what is sacrifice, what does it mean to love people? And Lord, thank you particularly for verses 33 and 34 that talk about the alien or the stranger or the foreigner in the land and how we are to treat those who are not part of our native land that we live in. And of course, even saying that as an American, we came in into somebody else's land. So it's all kind of relative. And I think that's the point, is that we're all human beings and we all deserve to be treated with kind-heartedness and respect. And so, Lord, help us to treat our neighbors in a similar way and to love the people that whoever you put us in contact with today, whether they don't speak English or not, no matter what kinds of things that they experience, Lord, and what their past is, Lord, help us to love them well. Lord, thank you for the latter part of this about having right judgments. And Lord, I know that's really important not to cheat other people. So I pray for those of us in business that we would honor you strongly and with great fidelity and with great particularness to dot every I and to conduct our business in a way that makes you smile. And to also conduct it in such a way that it's not all about us, but that the growth that you bring is for a reason, to be able to bless the world around us. So Lord, help us not to be hoarders of the things that you've given us, but to deal righteously and justly with the people we're in contact with and to have generous hearts. Lord, it's really important for me to have a generous heart. And I know that those I'm praying for today feel the same way. Lord, also you remind us to keep the Sabbath, and that is very, very important. And I'm so grateful that I have learned over the years, even though I'm still needing to learn it, this rhythm of Sabbath. And so, Lord, help us to cease from our work this week and really rejuvenate to honor you, Lord, because we love you. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Kathy Howard, and her name starts with a K. It's kathyhoward.org, and she has a deep-rooted devotional. You can get a 5-day sample of Deep Rooted, and you can find that at kathyhoward.com. There is a pretty long address. If you want to write it down, you can. kathyhoward.ck.page/914a664a03. But you can also find it on her website at kathyhoward.org. She teaches a simple but solid inductive Bible study method she calls the 4R Bible study method. This is the Bible study format she uses in her online Bible reading group, as well as the format for her Deep Rooted devotional series. So if you want to test it out and try for 5 days, you can get this free download. Each volume, which takes the reader through one Bible book, uses this simple Bible study format to help the reader learn how to interact with and respond to Scripture, not just simply read it. I know that's something that you would really appreciate it. You can download that at her page, kathyhoward.org, and it's called The Deep Rooted, Growing Through the Book of Romans. It's a 5-day free download. So thank you, Kathy, so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.